Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Schreier is our guest. Jim, I need your website too, please.
Barcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com.
Where do we find when we get there?
Find a lot of references to resources and training programs, and just recently added, because it got deleted a few years ago because of a change in Amazon's policy, I recently recreated my book lists, and there are now over 120 books listed on my website.
Wow.
From classics to current books, and a lot, and most all of them are on these topics that we've been talking about.
How about that? So check that out, folks. That's important. That's a powerful resource he just described there. Thank you for that, Jim. So we're talking about the soft skills now. We're talking about the soft skills that managers need to not just recognize, but we need to train our people. We need to train ourselves on these things, on conflict management, time management, stress management, storytelling. What about storytelling? That's a real soft skill. Here's the issue. Now, storytelling is down on your list. It's number 9 out of 10, but it still made the top 10. And here's the issue, though, and I hate to keep coming back to this. Who's going to listen to our stories, Jim? I got lots of stories.
Well,
I can teach a lot of people a lot of things. I can teach a lot of powerful lessons after all my long career in the form of stories, but who listens to stories today?
Well, it's very interesting, because, and I found that fascinating too, that showed up on the list, because it's actually one of those things that I found fascinating, and kind of monitor it, because there's actually a lot of people out there talking about the value of storytelling, how powerful it is, and teaching people how to do a better job of telling stories.
But when I go to my millennial employees and I say, let me tell you a story, they roll their eyes back in their head. They roll their eyes. They go, oh my God, not that again.
Yep, I understand that, and that's why I think there may be something to this part of this that we've been talking about, that all of this relates to training managers and training ourselves how to do this better, so that we tell stories.
Well, I agree. Go ahead.
My guess is, Jim, that you've been told after some of your presentations that you've got some great stories.
Yeah.
We know that Joel hears that all the time.
Right.
I've heard that in my training programs.
Mm-hmm.
On the comments, it's like, wow, you've got great stories.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's timing. Maybe it's the way we do it. Because I agree with you. I've been in sessions with my programs, with other people's programs, and somebody starts telling stories, and the eyes roll. They don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, where's that connection? What's missing there?
I think we need to train not only our managers to tell stories, but we need to help the younger folks realize you can learn a lot from stories. And stories are a way for people to explain what they know and the fundamentals. One of the things that I think is important, that's implicit in the storytelling discipline, Jim, is when you're telling stories, you're more than likely very deep into the fundamentals. And one of the things that I worry about is that for the younger folks coming up, if we don't teach them the fundamentals, if we don't help them with the fundamentals, they're going to miss those things. And I don't know how you run a business going forward without understanding the fundamentals. Applied, overlaid with all the new stuff, the fundamentals are still fundamental. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's where so many organizations, and again, there are organizations that are doing this great. You're going to find more about that in the next section. But what we're learning is that in so many managers are not at all trained, and they're struggling with all of what we call these soft skill fundamentals. They don't know how to manage stress. They don't know how to manage time. They don't know how to manage change. They're weak on emotional intelligence. Everything that's on this list is things that, individuals and managers struggle with. And as you point out, they struggle with it on both sides.
And this is what's different about today from when you and I were coming up, Jim. When you had a manager, you trained that manager about your products, your pricing, your strategies, you know, how to sell, how to close, et cetera, how to be profitable. But no, people spent very little time worrying about the individual we were managing. Today, that's not the case. Being a manager is, as you say, as we're going to talk about more in the next segment, being a manager is a lot more multifaceted than it used to be.
Absolutely. And yet we're ignoring it in many cases. And again, it's not every case, but in many cases, we're ignoring that part of the process. We think that if we've trained them on the product, we've trained them on the process, as you mentioned, that that's enough. And then we haven't trained them on the customer service, and we certainly haven't trained the managers enough.
Jim, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
More training and more opportunity to practice these things, because it's not just information about how to do something that works. It's learning it and practicing that makes sense.
Well done. Well said, Jim. I need the website again, please.
Farcliffs.com.
And that,
F-A-R-C-L-I-F-F-S.
And that list of 100 best books is back up on your site
there?
Yeah. All right, so check that out.
Yeah, brand new list of lots of books and resources.
And lots of resources there that Jim will help you with. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
See you next time. Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen, S-C-H-R-E-I-E-R, if you're Googling him. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.